Good morning. Good morning.
Morning.
How are you doing this morning?
Yeah, this is Loretta from Maine.
From Maine? Oh, you're back there in cold country, huh?
Cold and snowed in. We just...
Whoa!
Zero. The wind chill is about 20 below.
Whoa, that is cold. I will not complain.
A little nippy.
Good morning. Somebody else just joined us. Well, we are not that cold, and we have nothing white. My grandkids would love it if 10 inches of snow. They would be out in the dark making...
You're in Washington?
Pardon?
Washington?
Oregon. Close. Just across the border from Washington. On the Columbia River, Portland, just outside of Portland. Good morning. Who else has joined us? We've got Maine represented here with Loretta.
I'm in sunny Arizona. This is Jean.
You heard talk about 10 inches of snow last night, and what did you say? Wind chill is what? 20 below?
20 below.
20 below.
Oh, my gosh.
Thank you. It's a little chilly. Well, guys, are you getting close to being ready for this holiday season?
Yeah.
At last? Okay. And the mindset with the food when you get a beautiful bag delivered to your door with all of these goodies in it, including a whole box of chocolates? Yes. Oh, the thought was wonderful, absolutely wonderful. Handmade, or homemade, not handmade, yeah, it was handmade, all right, but homemade. Then, you know, the typical... high sugar, not that we can't do traditional, it's not going to kill us to have a traditional thing at Christmas. You came up with an alternative or something you've done that's, you know, you could eat every day for the next week and feel really good about it.
Why?
Oh, yeah, just anything. I mean, you know, some of it, to me, like last night, all I wanted was another bowl of, well, I hadn't had soup for dinner because we'd eaten, but it was a big bowl of soup that I had made earlier, and that's what I went and got. You know, it sounds strange before you go to bed, but boy, that, it tasted good, it felt good, and I, you know, did going to bed and waking up too, so... serve me best as well as, you know, make me feel, my body feel really good. Now, and I don't always make that good a decision, trust me.
After that discussion the other day when Ruth came on and talked about soup, I did make soup that day. I forgot what day it was. But maybe it was Thursday or... together I had a frozen package of mushrooms. All different kinds of mushrooms, and she had talked about mushrooms, I guess. I made my own vegetable broth and put those mushrooms in there, and I had leftover chickpeas, threw those in there, and a little barley, and it was great. I still have some of that left, too. So for soups, that was...
That's the one thing about soup, you really can't much mess it up. The only thing I... like what you're saying, Jeannie, with some mandarin green beans that were really, really hot. They'd come from a deli, and they were just getting too strong a flavor in that one area, so they didn't go in the soup.
Yeah.
And there were just a few of them left, but I sure didn't want to mess it up. But, yeah, you're right. There's not much of anything you can do unless you get a hold of way, way too strong in flavor to put together.
Yeah.
What's that? The kitchen sink. But, you know, there's so many recipes that are being sent around. around now, just for the time of year, that I love to just glance at it and see something that I wouldn't normally think about throwing in. And usually it's something I've got, you know, either dried or maybe it's leftovers out of the garden still. It was like pumpkin soup I'd made the other day that was pretty close to a recipe. And it came out really good. There's tons of stuff that we've got to remind us of things that we can do that's a little bit different. I got to get back to repeating some of these ones that we liked really well. Anybody else have that problem? Otherwise, you sometimes tend to forget about them or you put them someplace and then don't run across them for a while. Can you still hear me okay?
I can hear you fine.
Okay, good. I'm just wondering if anyone has a recipe that you can take when you're invited somewhere. Last year I did the deviled eggs, which we can't do this year. So I'm wondering what you guys have available.
I have one here that was given to me yesterday. It's from the Phoenix Home and Garden magazine. It's Kanochi.
Okay.
Roasted squash with walnut.
Hmm.
And it's good. It's got, let's see, butternut squash, and you slice them. Looks like sliced into rounds. There's a picture here.
Now, do you peel it first? That doesn't have a real hard rind on it, if you want to call it that. But
yeah, it has the 4 butternut squash seeds removed and cut into half-inch thick rounds, yeah. And then
so you cooked it first or not? No, you couldn't peel it after it's cooked.
Pretty easy to peel, though, the peeler.
Really?
Yeah. I have not made this one yet, but I did do some better stuff the day. But 350 degrees in a large mixing bowl, you put the squash, salt, pepper, and cinnamon with butter and honey. So, you know, we could use alternatives for that. And then you spread it on a ungreased lipped baking sheet until tender and caramelized, 20 to 25 minutes.
Okay, you say, what did you say, butter, honey, and what?
One for Nancy. And then you toss walnuts with olive oil to coat and mix in salt and sugar. Okay. And then you put the walnuts on the baking sheet. Those about 7 minutes or until golden brown. And then you top the hot butternut squash with toasted walnuts and serve immediately. So I don't know if we're bringing that somewhere. I want to do it immediately, probably.
Yeah, it sounds like a good dinner thing, though. Are you going to send it down to either Shaw or Mary Lou?
Yeah, because I have this magazine. One of my girlfriends gave it to me yesterday. I realized I have this magazine already. I just haven't looked at it yet.
Was it Cooking Light, you said?
No, it's Phoenix Home and Garden.
Oh, Phoenix Home and Garden. Yeah, okay, yep. I have that one. Yeah, if you want to shoot it to me, I can, that does sound good. You know, but some of those dishes, even when they're cooled off, Jeannie, are just as good as they were hot. So, I don't know. That would be worth a try to see if just at room temperature was good.
Yeah.
Because then you could take it and you wouldn't have to worry about it.
So, Char, before you send it out, are you going to make it legit?
Am I going to? No. That was a quick one, wasn't it?
No.
Okay. You guys can do the adjusting. You just know that you use coconut butter or something, and see, it was butter and
sugar. Sugar and honey.
Okay, well, just, you know, cut back a little, or, you know, I mean, it can't be cut some of it, is it?
No, it's 2 to 3 ounces of unsalted butter and 2 to 3 ounces of honey. A tablespoon of sugar goes on the nuts. I would just leave the sugar off the nuts, and I would just roast them.
My butternut squash to be sweet in the first place. I don't know why people need to sweeten them up.
Yeah, I do too. You know, what I would maybe do to give it a hint is put, like, where it's talking about that much, I'd put maybe a teaspoon or 2 teaspoons of the sucanat sugar or the turbinado sugar in it, and it just gives it a, it would definitely give it more of a caramel flavor, because that's exactly what that does. It would taste like caramel almost. back on the honey, or I don't know if you even need it, maybe just enough to stick it together.
Right.
But it doesn't take much, and you can always add a little water to thin it down, so
yeah.
My suggestions.
You know, I'm noting it.
If you want to.
You do the sweet potatoes, too. I mean, people have done that to sweet potatoes
mm-hmm.
before.
Yeah, no, that sounds really good. I don't have those out of the garden. Let's see, I wonder how spaghetti squishes work.
That would work, too, I bet.
I bet it would, too.
Have you ever tried to grow these squashes, Chef?
Huh?
Have you ever tried to grow these squashes?
I did. I got one.
No, they're not worth it. Do they take up a lot of space?
I don't remember because they were all intertwined.
Oh, okay.
So I take it you haven't tried that one yet.
I haven't tried squash ever. I know
we do tons. I've probably got, I'm going to say at least a 5x8 square foot on the basement floor with a cupboard.
No. We've done zucchini, but that didn't really do that great either. But the leaves being so huge.
Oh, yeah. Well, the other ones will take up more cloth everywhere, so
okay. It's
a nice patch. Nice. I guess I could say, as we're wandering around here this morning, the reason for this call is to bring you the latest information on gardening this morning in the middle of the winter. No, to bring you the latest information on the most developed technologies that can affect our health and also the principles of the China study, which we were introduced to back in May, and just found some really exciting things take place in our health and the way we feel and our energy level. And the research really is conclusive as far as we are looking forward to not dealing with, and I'm going to say at least percentage-wise, and let's give some way to the fact that some of us have matured and maybe have done a lot of things that still affect what our past has been, at least to some degree. Kind of melt that one down just a little bit there. Anyway, China study was written by Dr. Colin Campbell. And it's based on the largest research study ever done in the world to date, and that's 880 million people in China. So basically that's the reason for the call and what we talking around about this morning. Does anyone have any questions or comments? Your brains are all quiet this morning, I can tell. Or they're not really quiet. They're just on other subjects at this time of the year, I think.
Good morning, Char. This is Maddie Dash. How are you?
I am doing great, Maddie. Nice to hear your voice. Thank you.
Well, last night, my husband and I had, he turned 40. No, not 40. He came this, oh, my God.
I'm in the 40s. In the 50s. He's really 64.
He turned 64 on December. And so the country club sent him a little thing for $20 for his birthday. And it has been burning a hole in his pocket ever since then. So last night we went, and first we didn't think we were going to have anything to eat there because the salads are not like what we normally get with, with the romaine lettuce. But we were able to have a spinach salad, the slivered toasted almonds, and they had the little mandarin oranges. Of course, if they were canned, jarred, or what. So far, every time in the restaurants we've been up and down the East Coast here, all of the oranges and fruit cups have been in plastic, not in glass jars. And they're definitely not made fresh.
Uh-huh.
So anyhow, so I had that, and then my husband went with the mash with the potatoes. And then I started to go with the spaghetti, but it had marinara, and I don't like marinara, the tomatoes, but so I went with the white, with the garlic and the white sauce. Well, the woman said to me, "Do you want the shrimp dinner with that?" I said, "No, I just want a cup, because the cup was like $3.75 for the spaghetti, and that's all I wanted." She must have asked me 3 or 4 times if I wanted the shrimp with that, and I said, no. I said I wanted the the whatever it is, the spaghetti with it. Well, she finally got it. She didn't bring the shrimp. She bought a big old bowl full like the shrimp was on and proceeded to charge me the $8.75 because that was minus the shrimp. So I called her over in the inn and I said to her, this is not what I ordered. All I wanted was a side dish, a bowl, a cup of spaghetti with the the white sauce on top of it. You know, like you can get that in any Italian restaurant. So she got all upset because we knew she was going to try, and she was trying so hard to get me to take the shrimp. So we knew there was going to be a problem. But in the end, she said very nicely, she says, you know, there's only we're only talking about $3 or $4, not a lot of money. She took it off, and we gave it to her in a tip.
How nice. That definitely makes them feel better. You know, sometimes it is a challenge just in communicating because obviously the average doesn't work that way. And I have, in fact, I did the same thing last night. I intervened when Denny was giving a gal the order for a sandwich, and I could see how frustrated she was.
Mm-hmm.
And all I did was say, you know, Let me just see if I can make it easier. And I said just a couple of words because I could feel the tension was already really
right.
So after we got all through, I went up and I said, you know, we've just kind of changed the way we're eating and it's made it simple for us, but sometimes it's kind of difficult to explain for other people because they're not used to it. I said, we just took the meat out.
Right.
And that's what we were doing, or any of the animal products or derivatives of. And she looked at me, and she grinned, and she goes, oh, that's not real hard, then, is it? I said, no. And sometimes I think, you know, if I just said that to begin with.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, it is in what they hear also, because Danny told me then afterwards, he said, you know, I explained it the first time, and she just didn't hear me. And I said, honey, when you, because she turned around and asked the same question again, now, was that such and such you want, and he said no. And I said, you know, when I had the restaurant, I would hear people repeat. I mean, say I'd hear one person come and they'd say such and such, and then the next person would come. And by the time I did a few people in a row close together, I'm going, was that this one or was that the one before? Wait a minute. What, you know, and I'd ask him to repeat the same thing. And I said, it wasn't just me doing it. It was all my employees. I hear you.
Right.
Mine, it's like, did I say it to this one? Or was that the person before me? Or was that them saying it? You know?
Mm-hmm.
So I just probably give them a lot more grace than I used to before.
I probably have the menu memorized, and any deviation from that, it becomes, what are you saying to me, you know?
It throws them off track, and then they get lost in the conversation again, and then again, and then again. So, yes, I know. You're so right. But, boy, that was a nice adjustment from what you were looking at if you'd ordered just straight from the menu, right?
Oh, yeah, it's true. It's true. It always has been now, recently, anyhow. Most people are nice. And in the end, she was nice in the beginning, but then she got uptight when we started going through that. And then in the end, she kind of mellowed out, you know?
Yeah.
And, you know, that's the way I like to leave them. And so I did, you know, it's funny. You just kind of go through some of the very similar things. And then as you do it, the more you do it, the easier it becomes because you just find the routine for the things, and your eye goes through them a little faster.
Exactly, that's true. Mm-hmm.
And then what I go to look for. So anybody else have, thank you, Maddie, that was a nice way of explaining it and a very nice outcome for the people that were serving you and came close to getting it with a little more explanation, not necessarily a little more because you did enough.
I just want to say, in defense of the wait staff, they're expecting people to order an entree.
Yes.
That's how it's done.
Yeah. That's your explanation. Sometimes by prefacing, I've done it times now, I just need something really light. I can't do a full meal.
Mm-hmm.
Has helped me out. Now it just depends on who you've got to. So, it works for me. Some of the time. So we've got several other people now we'd love to hear your comments or questions or thoughts that have been evoked by what has come out so far. You guys working on different things for the holiday season? Maybe that you're contributing towards a dinner?
Sure, I was at a senior center ball, I guess, a Christmas party, and I met a woman who's going to be joining us after the holiday, and I think, you know, I think the Lord does not make mistakes. He puts people right where they're supposed to be, and that was right next to me. And we talked just about the whole, when I was not dancing, of course, we talked the whole time. And she was very much interested in, she has an awful lot of weight to lose. She said she had gotten down at one time, she was over 400 pounds. And she had gotten down one time to about, I guess, 180, 190. Then she had let herself go again, and she was thinking of trying something else. And I was telling her, she'd been the only that I have been able to stick with without having to think about it. And so she's going to be joining us in the beginning of the year. I'm very proud of her during that whole hour and a half that we were sitting there singing Christmas carols and her telling me her life story and my telling her about China study and sharing. And though she did, everybody at the table, though, we had shared it with them, and they all felt they had to make an excuse as to why they were eating the food they were. Because they did have, I'm trying to think what was the meat. They had chicken and ham. And so everyone had, we were sitting there. We didn't say anything to them other than we weren't going to be. And they were looking at our plates, and everyone had to come up with an excuse as to why they were still going to be eating. And I called it the Caucasus. The Caucasus of the world. Then I was telling them about the roadkill. I don't know if anybody has seen that story used on things. Because one guy, all he eats, he's roadkill. He's becoming famous for this. He goes and he sees anything on the roadside of the road, he picks it up and he eats it.
Oh, my God.
Is that true? It's true, I'm telling you. Yeah, it's true. It's been on Good Morning America, USA, you know, on Today's show. He's making himself famous for this.
I have a question for you, Mandy. Did you ask her why she's waiting until after the holidays?
Basically, because I'm supposed to be away myself. I just happen to be here today.
Oh, okay.
I gave her the number, and what she said to me to three-way her in, and I will do that.
Well, that's the roadkill one. That just makes my stomach turn, but boy, it makes me think of hearing a coyote in the out in the back lot. I don't know what it took out, but it took something out. There was enough.
Well, do you eat venison, Char?
I did, yes. Years ago, I haven't had any, well, I can't even remember when I've had it last, because Denny quit hunting, and the whole group, actually, that he was hunting with was surrounded because of his father going hunting, and since he's passed, you know, the ones that were in this area that went hunting don't, and so we don't see any of that coming back in, but yeah, that would be considered roadkill, of course.
Right. Oh, because I'm going to tell you, her son, he works, like, I don't know what kind of work he does, but he's away to camp doing something, and someone had told him about this deer. Somebody had bumped him aside the road. He asked bosses-to-be whether or not he could go and get it, and she said that night they all had wonderful stews and had a wonderful meal off the roadkill of the deer.
Right. Now, that's the exception, you know. I mean, how often do you see it? Have it happen when it's fresh and you can actually do that. But what I see is, think of it, that's not real common that you're going to come on that on a regular basis. But
now, I see them on the highway. I see them on the highway all the time where they has killed them, you know? I'm worried about the person who ran into the deer, because usually that's the person that gets hurt.
Right, you're very right there, and those are not usually the ones that are picking up and taking care of it properly at the time that it's happened either. Because when you go hunting, it's all done in a procedure, and you're very careful about how you handle the meat, you know, after it's been shot or whatever. So Well, I guess we can finish that one off, can't we? Principle that you've learned is easier for you. There's a lot of other people on the line this morning that you've learned from what you've done so far with the information that we've had simply by going plant-based in our diet, digestive system to slow down the aging process, not cause the toxins to develop in your body, which result in the major diseases that we're dealing with this country and around the world as they adopt our eating habits.
Are you asking a question, Sean?
I'm just leaving it open for anybody that wants to comment.
Sure, this is Mary Lou.
Yes, Mary Lou.
How are you today?
I am doing great, thank you.
I need to ask a question. I noticed on our email and different things that they were not going to have the rev up in Canada anymore, probably by the January the 8th, and that they had, you know, discontinued the fiber. I don't know if the rest of you ran across that or not. And I just was wondering, is there reason, or did they go, did you hear anything from the President's Club or something or another of why the rev up is not going to be in Canada? Is there something?
You know, I don't know. I would guess that the response was not high enough overall to warrant keeping the product in the line, but I could be wrong. And sometimes it's because they're going to either come out with something else or, you know, I wouldn't guess that they're redoing it because we went through this with the FOSS a few years ago when that was just in. I don't get quite as irritated or as upset. I'll just figure out now.
This is Star.
Yes, go ahead.
This is Ruth.
Yes, thank you, Ruth.
Hi. One of the people were here the other night, one of the President's Club members that was here the other night said that they had discontinued the rev in Canada because of the country's change in the labeling requirement or something. So it's something that in it that's
out of
Canada.
Okay.
Something that really, something that's going to affect the U.S., but I won't guarantee that.
Okay. See, there's reasons beyond what come to our mind.
Also about the fiber, the comment was made that we have fiber in the, we have the FOS lactoferrin. We have fiber and quite a few other things. And of course, the way we're eating now, we are really getting a lot of fiber.
That's exactly what I was going to add, Ruth. So you're so right. I don't think we really have to worry about it. In fact, come to think of it, I haven't taken mine for several days, and I really like the convenience of the cleanse. Find that I love just doing one of those at night, even though I'm getting a lot of fiber, it's a detoxing to the system. See, I've got the fiber going in, but I just want to make sure that there's not something in there that I put in that could have been eliminated or that I wouldn't care to have there that came along with something else. I guess that's my way of thinking about it. What do you think about that, Ruth? I'm sure you...
Yes, I still want my cleanse and my liver support. But one of the things I was thinking about those fibers, now we're baking quite a bit more, and I have several cans of fiber on hand here, and I'm baking without using wheat flour, and have been baking fruit breads with great success with these different kinds of flour, but included in my flour, it's also 2 cups of flour, then I'll put in a quarter of a cup, one of those little scoops, I guess not quite, it's about a fifth of a cup of those scoops of fiber, I'll put that in there, and maybe a little bit of protein powder in one of my flowers, and it's just...
Wow, that's a good idea. And part of that is because you're avoiding the wheat. Okay.
So I've been using rice flour, and I got rice bran, and I've got all, there's so many flours, you can't even use them all.
I know. I've got a box full of flours that I went ahead and picked up and haven't even begun to get through them yet. So I understand fully what you're saying, and we've got such a variety to work with in all categories. I mean, my gosh, just take any one of them. You know, there is never not feel limited. I only feel like the door's been open to experience a whole lot more than I just looked at before, because we kept them out of our diet. Because of the of looking at them as too high a carb. Well, it's not about too high a carbs when you don't have the meat products slowing down the digestive system to have it up and creating all the toxins. So it's just a reversal of how we're looking at it. Anybody else?
I found our family really liked the oat flour better than they like the wheat flour now. Strong now that we haven't been eating for a while.
Well, I agree, and I agree on another subject that's related to how we're eating, but the milks that we have been doing absolutely wonderful, where I did not even bother to taste other milk. Just the combinations of things. And I know if you're not making it yourself, you can still combine it from the store, or sometimes they even come that way, with using a little bit of the nuts or seeds in with it. And absolutely love it. You have no problem in utilizing it. So all the things that are, you know, talking about cream-based, cow's milk in with it, or animal milk. I'm not substituting goat instead of it either, guys.
Me either.
So, we're getting past, or we've gone past our time already. Does anybody have any last-minute questions or comments that they would like to make?
Thank you for answering that question, and that gave me some other tips. I appreciate it.
Sarah? This is Loretta.
Yes.
Buddy, for some reason I keep sending it, you know, my address out, but I can't get anything. Could you possibly send me, put me on your mailing list so I could start getting a few?
I certainly can, and I'll send a response to Mary Lou also to do that. Give me your email address.
COOKEY 718 at Beeline.
Well, let me stop you. Is that B like
B or?
Yes.
B, okay, B.
B-E-E. L-I-N-E, Beeline.
Okay.
Hyphen. Dot net.
Okay, that hyphen may be, now it's not an underscore, it's a hyphen.
No.
Okay. Online.net?
Right.
Okay. I have had trouble with other people that have had the hyphen in there as far as getting through, so I don't know what that might have to do with it, but I will do that right away and send something off that I've sent out the last couple of times to you.
I really appreciate that.
It'll go through. Where are you located, Loretta?
In Maine.
Yeah, that's right. Okay.
South Hickory, Maine.
Okay, anybody else? Well, guys, it's been kind of a quiet Monday morning in one sense. I hope you've got a few thoughts and ideas from this morning's conversations with our group. And I hope you have a wonderful day. It's a busy time of the year. We've got some great things happening with NECAN this month with the dollar bonus that comes back in January for going senior. Now that can be an existing person or a brand new person. And then also the 15% discount on any order that's over $300 applies to everyone. So advantage of those before the month is out, because they are great ways of picking up really, really meaningful Christmas. I know that's what we're doing and still doing. And I just bet that people are going to have great results. It's going to be a whole lot more long-lived than what it would be with some of the more traditional things that would be given at Christmas time. So Anyway, that's my take on it this morning. And make it a great day, a great week, and we'll just talk to you tomorrow.
Thank you.
All right, thank you.